36. Hayden. And what exactly is coming? Hayden asked, staring at Caleb. He wanted so much to trust this man who wore an Axon intellect skin and carried a Koron-like creature inside him. He seemed to know more about the enemy than anyone, and while that made him valuable, it also made him extremely dangerous. Nobody could deny that the Jaxcluth backing off the moment Caleb entered the fray was a convenient coincidence. Was he trustworthy because he had killed the largest of the creatures? Because they seemed to fear him? Or had they stood down because he was one of them? Keeping an open mind was harder for Hayden right now than it should be. Let me start closer to the beginning, Caleb said. I think it'll help clarify my position. Start wherever you want, Hayden replied. Just don't take forever. Unless you're sure the Jaxcluth will stay away. He smirked after he said that. I'm fairly certain, but not for the reasons you're insinuating, Caleb replied, keeping a cool exterior. Hayden was obnoxious on purpose. As a sheriff, he had learned one of the best ways to get someone to reveal their truth was to dig so far under their skin they snapped. So far, Caleb was either deflecting the bait, or he really wasn't concerned Hayden would label him a liar when he wasn't. Go ahead, Colonel, Rico said, urging Caleb to speak. Caleb looked at Hayden, waiting for his permission. You've got the floor, Hayden said, giving him the go-ahead with a wave of his hand. Thank you, Sheriff, Caleb replied. Just so everyone in the room has the same information, my name is Caleb Card. I was originally in the United States Marine Corps Raiders and then the United States Space Force Marines. I later served as a guardian on board the Generation Ship Deliverance, and today I'm a colonel with General Stacker's Liberators. You really get around, Isaac said. You have no idea, Caleb replied. The Deliverance wasn't sent to Proxima like the rest of the Generation ships. We had a different, clandestine mission, headed by the commander of a Space Force Dark Ops team, Dr. Riley Valentine. Hayden's eyes narrowed at the name. Isaac went pale. Did you just say Valentine? He asked. Affirmative, Caleb replied. You know the name?
I know the woman. She was experimenting with Koron at the facility where I was stationed. She's indirectly responsible for the murder of my son.
Wait a second, Rico said. Abel said Valentine was part of the organization.
What organization? Hayden asked.
You'd never mentioned it before.
I only learned about it on the way here.
What are you doing here anyway, Rico? Not that I'm not happy to see you.
Like I told Nathan, we were coming to warn you. There's a Relia warship en route to Earth.
What? Hayden said, a chill running down his spine. The enemy is right outside. That's how the hunger conquers worlds, Caleb said. They send in what they call Uluth, creatures genetically engineered to decimate the target population. The Trife are their standard foot soldier. But from what Ishak tells me, Nyarlath prefers the Jaxcluth because they are both fighters and builders.
Builders? Rico asked. You mean the sticky shit they leave behind?
Caleb nodded. Given enough time, the Jaxcluth will terraform the world they conquer into an environment suitable for their species, which, coincidentally or not, is the same environment the Source Relia find most comfortable. Source Relia? Nathan said. The Ancients, Caleb replied. And the original species they created, the Norg.
Where did these Ancients come from? Lutz asked.
I don't know, Caleb replied. We're getting a little off topic here. Getting back to Valentine. She brought the Deliverance to a planet over 40 light years away where the Axon had cultivated humans as a warrior race called the Inari.
What do you mean, cultivated humans? Isaac asked.
The Axon have visited this planet for many ends, Max said. They took members of your kind to study and use as fighters in the coming war against the Hunger. The Inari are only one of the races they designed.
You're saying there are more humans out there? Beyond Earth? Nathan said.
Affirmation. Ha 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 ha.
How many?
Billions. But they'll die if the Relia defeat the Axon.
If Vite defeats the Axon,
Caleb said.
Elaboration, Max replied.
I'm trying to get to that. The Axon and the Relia were already locked in a war on the planet. I helped end the war, and then I used an Axon portal to return here.
Why? Hayden asked. Why come back to Earth?
Valentine's research wasn't fruitless. She had devised a means to kill all of the Trife on the planet. I came back to deliver the data to Proxima Command.
Poison? Nathan asked.
Sounds familiar, Hayden replied.
Caleb shook his head.
I have the data in my head, but I don't know what it contains. I don't think it involves poison. In any case, before a couple of days ago, I had spent the last 2 months on Earth trying to make contact with anyone who knew about Proxima and could help me get there. Almost everybody looked at me like I was crazy.
Because they don't know about Proxima, Hayden said. No contact protocol.
They think the savages need to stay ignorant.
It isn't only the savages, Rico said,
letting everyone know with a distaste reflected in her expression exactly what she thought of that term.
All records of the war against the Trife have been deleted from Proxima data stores accessible to the public. They've forgotten why their ancestors left Earth.
Why sterilize history? Caleb said, surprised by the fact.
I don't know, Rico replied. But I don't think you were supposed to deliver your data to Proxima Command. I think you were supposed to deliver it to the organization.
There's that word again, Pyro said. When is someone going to tell us what the organization is?
From what I've been told, and what I'm piecing together now, it's the Dark Ops team formed to combat the Axon and Relia, and it predates the Trife invasion by at least half a century.
You're kidding, Nathan said.
I wish I was. The United States government knew about the alien presence on Earth years before the meteor shower that brought the Trife. Maybe other governments did too. They were trying to stop them, and also study them. I don't know exactly what that entails, but I know it's true.
Valentine confirmed it, Caleb said in agreement.
Rico turned to Hayden.
Hayden, I hate to say this, but out of all the forces in play, I believe the organization is the one most aligned with all of our needs and goals.
What? Isaac said. From my perspective, the organization are the ones who brought the enemy down on us in the first place.
No, Caleb countered. The hunger would have come one way or another. Maybe not as soon, but they would have come.
After I was gone then, Isaac replied. I would have had the chance to live out my life with my family.
And I would have never met Natalia, Hayden said. We can play that game until we all drop from old age, except for Max back there. This is the reality we're in. We need to focus on what we can control in this reality, not get pissed because it isn't what we want it to be, because it damn well isn't what I want it to be.
The statement seemed to satisfy Isaac, and he leaned back in the wheelchair.
Thank you, Sheriff, Caleb said. Rico, what else can you tell me about the organization?
I don't really know that much, other than they helped me spring Isaac from imprisonment and get him back here to warn you. Hayden, General Hyrie was hoping you could help us handle this problem.
Hayden looked at Rico. The last sentence brought so many things into focus for him. Hyrie was the head of Proxima Command and a big part of the Trust Crime Syndicate. Now, to learn he's also the leader of the organization. Naturally, they would need someone at the top of the food chain to keep tabs on the enemy.
Did he mention how I might do that? He asked Rico.
No, but I didn't get the feeling he had a lot of options. The organization has a presence on Proxima and in the surrounding belts, but he understood the Relia ship was coming here, and you're the best position to do something to try to stop it.
Hayden lowered his head into his hands and started to laugh. The statement was so tragic it was either the most hilarious or most depressing thing he had ever heard.
Best positioned? Look at me. Look at my city. Look at us. We can't stop the aliens that are already here. How are we supposed to stop a Relia warship?
Sheriff, Caleb said, his tone of voice convincing Hayden to look up.
I know it sounds impossible and crazy, but I have an idea.